104.5 XLO.
Hey, I'm looking at the calendar. A big event coming up this Sunday. Worcester's Best Chef.
Yes, that's right. And we have Dominic Mercurio, the inventor, creator, CEO. What is your title?
Yeah, what did you name yourself?
I'm just here. It's the 10th anniversary, Frank. I can't believe it. You know, and we got great chefs. These guys are the best of the best. So if you think about it, it's the last 9 years of winners, Iron Chef winners, and finalists that are competing against each other this year. So it's really
kind of like an all-star game.
Yeah, it's like an all-star game of food. So,
mentioned
culinary.
The best of the best. We have a guest with you, Brian Treitman from BT Smokehouse in Sturbridge. Hi, Brian. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem.
Well, listen, I knew you were here before I saw you. I could smell it. I'm a nose like a grizzly bear. Yeah. I was three doors away and I went, I got to get back here.
I smell
here.
Something.
Yeah, it smells great.
So what'd you bring us? This is amazing.
I brought you some pulled pork, some beef brisket, and then we're doing a little Carolina pork this year, or right now. And so we did a half hog this weekend and chopped it and did an Eastern Carolina pulled pork.
Are you hiring? by any chance?
Even if we just stand around.
Yeah, I mean, hold the door for people.
I'm not asking to get paid. Right. I just will come
Have
work.
You thought about bottling the scent and you could sell it at Valentine's Day as a gift for men?
Well, we make soap that people use. And,
really?
Yeah, we use the drippings from the smoker and it smells just like brisket.
I need to get that for my husband.
That's a start. You do that, really?
Yeah, we really do.
God. That is very fun.
I'm an amateur smoker. I have my own little smoker out back. But I'll tell you what, every time I do like eat some of your food or drive by, I'm shocked. I mean, I got a lot to learn.
Well, Dom, we invited Brian here because you are one of the best. And we say that, you know, all joking aside, you've won, you win a lot of awards at Worcester's Best Chef.
I have. Yeah. It's been really good. It's fun there.
So I've asked other chefs that have come in before the big competition on Sunday, you know, what are you doing? You're not going to tell us, are you?
I'm cooking something with beef.
Is that a fact?
It's what's for dinner, right?
You want to edit that out? Yeah. I mean, is that meant for public consumption?
Right. I saw you brought some sides, though. They look fabulous. There's something with carrots. It looks like also a potato
salad.
This
is the difference in our personality right here. She noticed the carrots.
Right.
I'm like thinking, well, that thing used to have parents. I want to mention that. Right.
Yes, talk about some of your sides that you brought.
I brought a carrot slaw. It's kind of a sweeter side that we do. Really great with some of the meats, the spicier stuff especially. And then our regular house slaw and potato salad, which are both a little bit different than any other place you might have had it before.
It's got a little kick to it, maybe?
It does have a little bit of a kick to it.
Nice. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, much more vinegar than mayo also.
Oh, I like that as well.
Yeah.
Well, you and Rick Brackett are going to be busy this Sunday, Jim.
Yes, we're going to be eating our little hearts out at the event. We're also hosting, so you can see us up on stage, kind of acting as master of ceremonies. And then who's going to actually be on stage doing the play-by-play of Best Chef?
Oh, the Iron Chef part of the competition? That would be Jay Powell. Jay is, let's just say, colorful.
Yeah, he's got some energy. Well, make sure you get your tickets. How do you do it, Dom?
Worcestersbestchef.com, plural. Worcestersbestchef.com. Get your tickets ASAP. We do not offer them at the door.
Gotcha. Well, Brian, good luck this Sunday.
Thank you very much.
Thanks
we'll
for
see
coming
you there.
By.
Yeah, thanks.